It's New Year's Day, Monday, January 1st, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Thousands of Iranians have taken to the streets of several cities in response to a surge in prices of basic food supplies, like eggs and poultry, reports the Associated Press. Police arrested 52 people. The demonstrations appear to be the largest to strike the Islamic Republic since its 2009 Green Movement arose after Ahmadinejad's re-election. Some protesters chanted the name of Iran's one-time Shah, who fled into exile just before its 1979 Islamic Revolution. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "Many reports of peaceful protests by Iranian citizens fed up with regime's corruption and its squandering of the nation's wealth to fund terrorism abroad. Iranian government should respect their people's rights, including right to express themselves. The world is watching." End quote. Jews in Germany are increasingly under threat in public and may require police protection to lead a normal life without harassment and violence, according to Charlotte Knobloch, the former president of the Central Council of Jews in Germany, reports Breitbart.com. Knobloch told the publication Die Welt that events such as the public menorah lighting have been canceled. Many have blamed the influx of Muslim migrants under Chancellor Angela Merkel for the growth in anti-Semitic incidents. On Thursday, President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "In the East, it could be the coldest New Year's Eve on record. Perhaps we could use a little of that good old global warming that our country, but not other countries, was going to pay trillions of dollars to protect against. Bundle up," end quote. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts responded by tweeting, quote, "I believe in science. Climate change is real, and we have a moral obligation to protect this earth for our children and grandchildren," end quote. Conservative actor James Woods brought up Warren's dubious claim that she has Native American ancestry. He tweeted, quote, "DNA is also based in science. Yours does not show you are Native American. So either you're an outright liar or you actually don't believe in science. Which is it? Hashtag Liawatha," end quote. Jerusha Armfield, the granddaughter of famous evangelist Billy Graham, has said that her uncle Franklin Graham should tone down his praise for President Donald Trump, whom she argued has not shown himself to be a Christian. In an interview by CNN's Pamela Brown, Armfield said, quote, "I think my uncle has an incredible humanitarian ministry that's been on the front lines often before a lot of ministries have been there. I think he probably needs to stick to doing that," end quote. In a December Facebook post, Franklin Graham wrote, quote, "Never in my lifetime have we had a president willing to take a strong, outspoken stand for the Christian faith like President Donald J. Trump has. Whether you are Protestant, Evangelical, Orthodox, Catholic, all Christians need to get behind him with our prayers," end quote. And finally, Corey Jones could not bear to see 89-year-old Art Quick living out the rest of his days all by himself. So instead of allowing the Navy veteran to face the world alone, Jones invited him into his family, reports Good News Network. Quick first met Jones and his 6-year-old daughter Malia at the Family Golf Center in Antioch, Tennessee. As the senior coached the father-daughter duo on their swing, he mentioned that he had been living in motels since the last of his relatives passed away. That's when Jones asked the veteran if he'd like to move in with him and Malia. This is what the 89-year-old said.
"He let me stay here and be a part of the family."
But more importantly, listen to how Jones described his motivation for opening his home to WSMV television.
"I couldn't imagine being alone, especially the point that he's at in his life. I don't think family is all tied with bloodlines. It's the people who take care of one another. That's family."
1 John 3:17 says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?" And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this New Year's Day, Monday, January 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.